President Obama's visit to the National Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown was closed to the public, but that didn't stop protesters from both sides of the fracking debate from heading there anyway. The Innovation Trail's Jenna Flanagan reports from the village of Cooperstown.
The president was there to talk about upstate tourism, but for many of the other day visitors, the economic issue was fracking.
When the president talks about having a 100-year supply of gas, and this is supposed to be the pathway of the future, how then does it make any sense to open up export facilities to ship that gas as fast as we can somewhere else to grow an economy somewhere else? That just simply doesn't make any sense.
Keith Chu was one of several anti-fracking protesters standing across the street from the Baseball Hall of Fame. He says shale-rich counties simply can't have a thriving tourism and gas industry existing on top of one another. He also says fracking won't deliver promised jobs to the struggling upstate region. Wes Gillingham, program director for Catskill Mountain Keeper, agrees.
It's not long-term jobs, it's short-term jobs. And then even the folks that have those jobs are facing health threats because of the things that they're exposed to.
Just a block down the street was a small but no less passionate group of pro-natural gas drilling supporters arguing for the state's 6-year-old moratorium to be lifted. Victor Furman, with the Joint Landowners Coalition of New York, says too many anti-fracking protesters simply don't understand how beneficial drilling would be.
They think that electricity comes from a switch on the wall when actually it comes from natural gas or coal in the ground. And they got to realize that natural gas is the best choice. We just need to move forward with this.
Sandra Davis, mother to 3 young boys, came all the way from Delaware County to support the drilling. She says she's heartbroken to see small towns in her county deteriorating.
You know, every year we wait to pay our land taxes with our income taxes. We should not have to do that. We should not have to struggle, and I should be able to give my kids more.
It's still unclear which way Governor Cuomo will go with the natural gas drilling, an issue that will have to wait until after the November election. In Cooperstown, I'm Jenna Flanagan for WRVO News.